So Fab Festival this coming weekend, headlining the Friday night. I have the great honour and the great pleasure to speak to a musical legend. Now, I was born in 1980. Now, I know that Peter Hook is going to just, he's going to say something raw about the fact that I was only born in 1980. Peter, how are you?
I'm going to say you're a lucky boy to be born in 1980. Right. Don't worry about it.
So obviously, people want to know about all about Joy Division and New Order, but let's talk about The Light. You're going to be headlining the Friday night at the Fab Festival in Middlewich with The Light. So who are The Light and what's it all about?
My God, that's a question. Well, we've been doing it for 8 years now. We celebrate the music of Joy Division and New Order. My gimmick is usually that I play the LPs in full. Middlewich aren't allowing me to do that. They just want a good time boogie hit set. So I'm happy to comply with that request. I mean, it's always nice to play somewhere local. You know, that's why I love, like, Rewind Festival, you know, in Capesthorne. You know, you get on stage and you can literally see your house in the distance. So at my age, it always appeals to me that. So it's nice to support local festivals, I have to say.
But you're going to be playing the songs that we know you are for then on this game?
Yes, we are, mate. We're not going to be alienating you in any way. We are being good time Charlies for this one. And we're going to do our level best to give everybody a very happy and wonderful party atmosphere festival.
Now, okay, we've been playing, obviously, New Order, obviously the big one, and obviously Love Will Tear Us Apart, Joy Division, and all the hits on this radio station in the lead up to the Fab Festival. How does that make you feel? That, you know, that those songs are still
massive.
That's
an interesting question. You know, the thing is that we've just been on a tour of America, right? And I was doing an airport nearly every morning while we toured, and literally in every airport in America, a New Order or a Joy Division song would come on the radio in the airport. And it's something that I have to say that over the years I get used to, but I always get a little sparkle when I hear it, you know, so it's always nice to be appreciated and really nice to think that you're still having an impact 40 years on, 40 which is
years.
The scary bit, you know. I mean, you know, see, you're a local radio station, aren't you?
Yes.
But you've not seen much of us, have you, over the years?
I actually saw you at the Rewind Festival about 2 years ago, and you just ripped it up on stage with that guitar.
Yeah, but you know, it's quite odd, isn't it? Considering we're half a Macclesfield band, New Order. You know, we've never really paid much lip service to local things. You know, that's why it was actually quite nice to do the Macclesfield Festival when we played Joy Division, because it's sort of overdue. You know, we were very happy jetting off around the world when we were younger, but you do realise as you get older that, you know, home is just as important, if not more important, than jetting off around the world.
So what can we look forward to in the future of Peter Hook then? So what are we going
to
get from you in the future?
For a few more years.
Yes, obviously.
Without a shadow of a doubt. We're moving on from... this year we were doing Substance New Order, which was the greatest hits. All the songs we did as singles that weren't on LPs. We were doing Substance Joy Division as well. We've just been around the world with that. Been around the world twice doing that, actually, which has been fantastic. This September, I move into Technique by New Order and Republic by New Order. So we're going to have a completely new set, if you like, of songs. And my quest is to play every song that I've ever written and recorded by Joy Division and New Order before I go and join the great disc jockeys in the sky.
Oh, you won't be doing that for a long time, mate.
I hope not, but you know, there's some great people up there, so I will be in fantastic company when I do make it, I know that. But yeah, I mean, it's been interesting, you know. I mean, my problem when I started to play, obviously because New Order still play, is finding something where you weren't imitating the group, you know. And my gimmick has been playing the LPs. We've just done a 30-day tour of America playing the LPs. But it is nice when you get a festival like Middlewich where you can just go, let your hair down, play the greatest hits, because we don't get to play them, you know, together that often. So for me, it's a rarity. You know, most bands play the greatest hits at every gig they do, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so for me, this is quite a rare occasion in Middlewich and a nice break from playing the LPs. So I'll be enjoying myself as well.
I've got a question for you. That, it's not a personal question, but it's personal to me, actually. Right. Now, the song New Order, how do you feel about... Because you rip it up on a guitar as well, right? How do you feel about that song that's been remixed, and remixed again? Do you agree with that? Or you, like, leave it alone? You know,
well, originality. I mean, you know, the thing is that when we moved to a major record label, on Factory, we didn't do it a lot. And we tended to work with very, very interesting people when we did do it. Once we moved to a major record company, it became de rigueur to do everything, and it did get... I suppose their way of looking at it is if you throw enough crap, some of it will stick.
Yeah.
Whereas in Factory with Tony Wilson and Rob Gretton, God rest their souls, we tended to go for people who were very interesting and not overdo it. So it's just a different way of working, you know, and sometimes it is a bit boring, shall we say, and it gets on your nerves and you think, oh God, not another one. But occasionally, then you'll get a fantastic one. You know, I mean, I just got a great remix recently of Blue Monday by Felix the House Cat, who's very, very current and very modern in the dance music, and he pulled it off really well. So the thing is, you get the most interesting ones, mate, I have to say, are the German cover versions.
Wow.
Because we get quite a few of them with True Faith, Love Will Tears Apart. We just had one, Isolation by Joy Division. And some of them are hilarious for all the wrong reasons. So, you know, it just highlights that cultural divide between many countries. But it's always a compliment, and it's always interesting in a weird way. You know, I mean, I'm very flattered that our music still has an impact with all these different people, and many of them very young, you know, even younger than you, mate.
Yeah.
So the thing is that it's nice that you have an impact, and it just shows you how good the group were, you know, how good New Order were and how good Joy Division were, you know, each member writing, etc., that you still make that impression. So, yeah, it's nice. It's a nice, you know, it's very easy to be proud of it, shall we say.
Well, I can tell you now, Peter Hook, you are so respected in the music
world. Thank you very much.
You are.
And let's hope it's still after Middlewich Festival. I'll still be
I'm sure it will be. If there's any new artists that are trying to break through, what advice can you give them, Pete?
There's only one. I mean, people ask me that all the time, right? And, you know, I celebrated quite recently, actually, 42 years of being in a group. It was 42 years since we supported the Buzzcocks at the Electric Circus in Manchester. And the only thing and the only advice that you can give to anyone is to keep going. Because some people hit it lucky straight away, some people hit it lucky after years. But if you enjoy what you're doing and you believe in what you're doing, then you've got to keep doing it. It's much more difficult now because of the competition. You know, the internet has many different facets, doesn't it? But it doesn't make things easier, I don't think.
No.
It makes things more difficult, I'd say, off the top of my head. But the thing is that people have to believe in themselves, and that's difficult because when you watch all these talent shows now, it's all about other people believing in you, isn't it? Now, if you look at X Factor or any of them, you know, what would they have said to Ian Curtis? What would they have said to Ian Brown? What would they have said to Sean Ryder? They'd have said, don't give up your day job, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But they didn't. They stuck at it. You know, and people like Sean, they move into the mainstream. I think I'm very proud of him, actually. The way I was watching him in a film last night, funnily enough, Rise of the Foot Soldier 3, where he plays a con in it. And I didn't know, and I got the shock of my life watching Sean Ryder play this role in a film. Great film, actually. So, yeah, you know, these people have dogged determination in life, and I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that, that you've got to keep going and you've got to have determination and belief in yourself.
Absolutely. Now, I believe that Simon Cowell is looking for a new judge, so are you up for that?
I would be up for that, but I don't think that he'd be getting the... I would be much more contentious than most of the other judges.
I think you'd shake it up a bit.
You know, I've done a few talent shows, and I've started a fight at every one of them.
Brilliant. Pete, I can't wait to see you on Friday. I'm sure we're going to work out.
I'll give you a wave.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.